Times are changing. With your news headlines, I'm Tim Bolware. Yesterday, we told you about Ed O'Neill of Dodge City, who's been a storm chaser for 49 years. A lot of technological advances have enhanced the way he covers a storm.
The Doppler radar has improved it, and now they have the new pulse Doppler, and they can actually see debris fields of tornadoes. So it's improved like 1,000%.
The public also has access to much of this information. If you're just starting out and want to begin chasing storms, here's what O'Neill recommends.
Take a storm spotter training and pay attention to what they say. A mile or two from the storm is fine because you're going to be able to observe anything that comes down. And if you want to get close, use your camera zoom lens, not yourself.
O'Neill has a Facebook page at Southwest Kansas Storm Chasing and live streams at stormchasertv.com. For complete and up-to-date news headlines, visit our website at westernkansasnews.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Mulware.